Tov, yesterday afternoon, Tet, we started talking about the Kohen Gadol's command to marry Betula. We ended with a bright which said, he cannot marry, and if he did, Nasui. And the same with Rav Huna in the name of Rav, who said, Nasui, but he has to divorce her. Fine. Okay, so the Gemara says on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, Azal Rav Gviha mi Bekatil, Amar Ishmat Kemed Rav Ashi. So Rav Gviha said this statement that a Kohen Gadol who rapes someone, so on the one hand he has the command, he's not supposed to marry her because he has to marry Betula. If he did, she's married, but he then has to divorce her. We learn in the Mishnah that Kohen Gadol should not marry an older woman or a woman who's mukatetz, but if he did, b'diavad, they are married and he does not have to divorce them. So why is that different from a woman who's raped? So the Gemara says, "Alma sofaliot mugir tachtav sofaliot mukatetz tachtav." Right, the reason if he's already married to a bugir tachtav he can stay married is because any woman he marries, even if he marries a nara betula, at some point she will stop being a virgin, and at some point she'll grow up, and he can stay married to them. Hachanami sofaliot beula tachtav. So also, if he raped a woman, any woman he marries will eventually stop being, you know, she will be beula by him. So why is a woman that he raped any different? Kasha, and that is indeed difficult. Why Rav Huna thinks Kohen Gadol has to divorce her. Fine. Continuing the explaining the Braita, Nusat Chavo Mufatat Chavo Lo Yisav Im Nasa, Rav Elezer Ben Yaakov Mer Avlat Chalal, Chachamim Avlat Kasher. This is an unusual situation. Usually a woman who's married, she can only stop being married either by divorce or by being widowed. And both those women are prohibited to a Kohen. Here we have a woman who's raped by someone else, so it's not explicit in Torah what the halacha is. That is, she's not betula. But what's the status of a child? So that's Machok Tanaim. So the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the child is a chalal. What's the svara? Why does he think that the child from a raped woman is a chalal? Right? We saw yesterday Rabbi Elazar's opinion that the definition of a zonah that kohanim are not allowed to marry is any woman who had relations, an unmarried woman who had relations with an unmarried man, not for the purpose of getting married, which is exactly the case of rape. So Gemara asks, "When misava lakvatei, does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov really hold like Rabbi Elazar?" V'akayim alan mishnat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavanaki. On the one hand, we know that halach is always like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'elu beha, but regarding this discussion of the definition of a zonah, amavam and amarav, ein alachak Rabbi Elazar. We don't follow Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So how can you connect Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that we follow his psak with Rabbi Elazar's svara who we don't follow? Kasha, that is indeed difficult. Rav Ashi amar, a different explanation of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. Bishchal mechayav. The discussion here is not whether this woman is defined as a zona, but rather, is the child of an isur aseh a chalal? So this woman who's raped, she's not a betula. The Kohen Gadol has to marry a betula. Therefore, when he married her, he's over on an isur aseh. And Rabbi Yaakov, the child of an isur, says that the child of an isur aseh is also a chalal. Rabbanan Savari, chalal mechave aseh. Chachamim think a chalal is only if you're over on a lav, not on an aseh. My time of the Yaakov. How did he reach his conclusion? Dichtiv, amana gusha v'chalav zonah etele lo ikach kiim betula v'chulei. Right, the pasuk says, a Kohen Gadol should not marry a widowed woman, a divorced woman, a chalala, a zonah. He should only marry a betula. V'chtiv, lo ikhalel zaro. Be'amav. And the Torah says that the child, that the goal of these prohibitions are that his children not be chalalim. So, Rabbi Yaakov says, any of these prohibitions, including the isur aseh of not marrying a betula, the child is a chalal. The Rabbanan, how do they interpret the Pesukim? Eilef sikanyan. The Pesuk divides the prohibitions in two. Amna gusha b'chalal zonah et eile lo ikach. Those are lavim. Ki'im betula. Rather, he should marry a betula. So since the Torah itself is splitting the prohibitions into two categories, we can learn that the first group of lavim, the child is a chalal, but the second group, the aseh of marrying a betula, the child is not a chalal. Rabbi Yaakov, what does he learn from Eile? Amar ele lemuti nida. We learn from here that Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a nida, and the child from a nida. Sorry, he's not. Of course, he's not allowed to marry a nida, but the child from a nida is not a chalal. Fine. Kamar azah hadetanya. The following brayta, whose opinion is it? Me'ele atos me'ele atos me'ele atos chalal ve'ele atos chalal menida. Right. They learn from the word ele that davka the lavim in the pasuk and the aseh create chalalim, but not if the Kohen Gadol or even a regular Kohen has relations with a nida, the child of that is not a chalal. Kimak Rabbi Yaakov, so that's how Rabbi Yaakov interpreted Ele. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Yaakov, nistavele Ele levasof. If Ele is just teaching us that all the things in Pasuk create chalalim and nidot don't, then the word Ele should have been at the end of the Pasuk, not in the middle, dividing the Pasuk in two. Gotcha. That isn't difficult for this interpretation of Ravashi. Fine. So we discussed the fact that Kohen Gadol has to marry Betula. The word Betula appears in the Torah in another context. And that is that the regular Kohen, right, who's not supposed to be Mitameh, so he can be Nitmah for his seven relatives who die, right, mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, wife. But the Torah says regarding the sister, so Dafka, his sister, who's still a virgin and unmarried, and she dies, then he can be Nitmah for her. But if she's already married, then her husband should take care of her, and not her brother, who's a Kohen. So since the word Betula is used there, so the Gemara now discusses when exactly a Kohen needs to be Nitmah for his sister. So, Tanu Rabanan, Achoto Arusa, what happens if a sister is engaged, right? If she was married, the Kohen would not be Nitmah for his sister. If she's unmarried, he would be Nitmah. What if she's engaged? Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Omrim Metamela, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Omrim En Metamela. So the Gemara will explain in a minute what the Machlok is. The Bright continues, Anusa Mfuta Divra Kol En Metamela. If she's raped, then she's no longer a virgin. The Chula Medi Kohen should not be Nitmah for his sister in that case. Mukatetz En Metamela, Divra Rabbi Shimon. If she lost her virginity not through intercourse, but through some other accident, then Rabbi Shimon says he should not be Nitmah for her. Shehaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Raya Kohen Gadol Metamela, Shinra Raya Kohen Gadol En Metamela. The definition of Betula regarding a Kohen Gadol getting married, and the definition of Betula regarding a Kohen being Nitmah for his sister is the same definition. So just like Kohen Gadol can't marry a Mukatetz, a Kohen should not be Nitmah for his sister who's Mukatetz. Uvogeret Mutamah Divrei Kol Adam. But L'chule Alma, even Rabbi Shimon, who wanted to compare the two, everyone agrees that you are Nitmah for your sister who is a Bogeret, even though a Kohen Gadol should not marry a Bogeret, according to some opinions. Fine, so let's explain the Braita. My Tam de Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Why did they say that a Arusa, her brother is not Nitmah for her? That is Nitmah for her, sorry. This is how they interpret the Pasuk with all its redundancies and repetitions. V'lachotu ha-betula, so what is it? Titas prat lanu sa umfuta. They are no longer virgins, and therefore it does not mean Nitmah for them. Yichol shenu tziach mukatetz, maybe also mukatetz, he should not be Nitmah for. So they think Davka if she lost her virginity through marital act, as opposed to Mukatez. Fine. Continuing to be Darsh the Pasuk, Hakrova, what do we learn from that word? Lerabot Arusa, so that's including that even a woman who's engaged, as long as she's not married, she's still close to you, and you need to be Nitma for her. Elav, Lerabot Abogeret, and from the word Elav, we remember even an older sister. Ha Lam Likra. Older, that is old, not older than you. Halam nikra. Why do we need a pasuk to teach us that? Ve'amar b'meir betula afilu mitzat betula. Mashma. Right? When we darish the pasuk about betula regarding Kohen Gadol, so Meir said the pshat of the word betula is even a woman who's only partially virgin, that is, she's an older woman. Her hymen is not as it was. And then Kohen Gadol, it says betula, so we learn something else. But the pshat of the word betula is afilu mitzat. So the Torah says you need to be mitzat for your sister who's a betula. That would seem to include a woman who's not an older woman, who's not ne'ara. So why do we need a special ribuy of elav? It's tzrich. You need that ribuy. Maybe we would have done exashava from betula in the context of the dinim of anusa. Right, that also the Torah says, if you're a nesa betula, you have to pay 50 shekelim and marry her. And the chazal learned that the parshia of onus is only relevant to a ne'ara. So maybe also here, the din of a queen being Nitmah for her sister is only for Ne'ara. Kamash v'lan, that's where we need the ribuy of elav. Fine, that's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, my tamayu, why do they think that when your woman, when your sister is engaged, she doesn't, you cannot be Nitmah for her anymore? Dar shehachi. Ula chotua betula prat lanu samfuta. That's similar. Umukatetz. But they say mukatetz is included in this miyut. And therefore, the next few words are unused. Ashelo ita prat larusa. So they learn from Ashelo ita that even a woman who's engaged, you no longer need to be Nitmah for her. Hakova lerabot arusa shenitgarsha, but if she then gets divorced, then she goes back to being your sister and unmarried, and you can be nitmah for her. Elu lerabot abogeret, elav lerabot abogeret. Right, so that's like Meir and Rida. So the Gemara comments: Hakova lerabot arusa shenitgarsha, v'amar Rabbi Shimon, real Kohen Gadol metamela, shen real Kohen Gadol em metamela. Right, Rabbi Shimon thinks that only a woman who could marry Kohen Gadol, then her brother, the Kohen, should be nitmah for her, and once she's divorced, she can't marry Kohen Gadol. So why does Rabbi Shimon say her brother should be nitmah for her? Shani hatam, de Rabbi Chmana. Okay, we have special ribuy. Krova. Ihachi mukatetz nami. Wait a minute, so if we have a ribuy of krova, maybe we should merabe that even a mukatetz, the brother should be nitmah for her. So my answers. No, we do one ribuy, not two. So we merabe a woman who was engaged in divorce, but not a woman who's mukatet. Umarait, how do you decide which of these two things to include? A woman who's mukatet, something actually happened. Her body has changed. So it makes sense that the Kohen brother should no longer be in tmah for her. But a woman who got engaged and divorced, no, she has not undergone any physical changes. That's why her brother should be in tmah for her. Fine. Rabbi Yossi midashabki lebarzugei. So the Gemara comment points out in the Braita, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon at the beginning of Braita say that Arusa, her brother should not be in tmah. But then regarding Mukat Et, that's only the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Where did Rabbi Yossi go? Since he left his Barzug, his partner. Michal de Mukat Et, Rabbi Meir Svirele. So obviously he disagrees and he holds like Rabbi Meir and thinks that Mukat Et, a Kohen, should be in tmah for. Minale. So he has a ribui from Loi Tereish that Tavka is a woman who had marital relations. You should not be in tmah, but if she stam lost her virginity, then you should be in tmah for her. Someone asked Vavikte, but Rabbi, right, that's fine. Rabbi Meir, you learned from that pasuk that you should be in tmah for mukatetz. But Rabbi Yossi learned from this pasuk something else. He learned that an arusa, you don't need to be in tmah for. So how can you use this pasuk twice? Chad mi lo hayta v'chad mi le'ish. So he broke it into two parts. Fine. Elav l'rabot abogeret. V'amar Rabbi Shimon betula betula shlema mashma. Right, Rabbi Shimon, when we're discussing Kohen Gadol, so the pshat of the word betula means a woman who's fully betula, who's also a nara, a young woman. So how can you say that bogeret, you should be in tmah for. Tam didei nami, hatam mehacha, inachi nami. Rabbi Shimon reached the conclusion that that's the pshat of the word betula after he learned our sugya. Didari shachi, mdei lav l'rabot abogeret, michal de betula betula shema mashma. Right, if a lav is a ribui to teach you that a coin can be even itmah for bogeret, that means that the pshat of the word betula is only nara, and therefore we need a ribui to teach that even a bogeret, the coin can be itmah for. Fine. Next topic. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Giyorot chutam bat shalosh shanim v'imachat kshera lekona. So we have a lacha, kohanim cannot marry converts. The reason being that we'll chashash that there's a chazaka that all non-Jews are zonot. And a kohen can't marry a zonah. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's chiddush is that if she's under the age of 3, then her bia is meaningless, and therefore she's not suspected of being a zonah, and therefore a kohen can marry her if she converts. שנאמר וכל הטף אנשים שלא ידעו משכב זכר החיו לכם ורב נכנס מהם. So Rashbi's source is the story of Midian, right? That we had to kill all the grown people. But it says that any young girls who had no marital relations, they should keep alive for yourselves. And Pinchas was one of the soldiers, and Pinchas is a Kohen. So that means that these girls could even marry Kohanim. Rabbanan, who disagree with Rashbi, how do they interpret the pasuk? Levadim ushachot, you can keep the girls, but not as wives, as slaves. So if Rabbi Shimon Rashbi is going to learn from this pasuk his halacha, then the pasuk differentiates between women who had sexual relations and those who didn't. So even if she's over the age of 3, as long as she didn't have any marital relations with a man, then after she converts, you can marry her. A kohen can marry her. So our answer is Rav Huna. No, we have to understand this pasuk as Rav Huna interpreted it. The Rav Huna Rame, he pointed out a contradiction between two pasukim. Ktiv kol shei yodati ish lemishkav zachar harogu. Right, the pasuk says you should kill any woman who has lain with a man. Regarding the war with Midian. Hai na yodat kaimu. So that implies that if she never had relations, then you should keep her alive. Michadat taf ben yu ben lo yodu kaimu. Which means, now this is all discussing older women. That means that younger children, you should keep alive either way. Vechtiv, but then another pasuk says, v'chol ataf anashim shlo yodu mishkav zachar chiyu lechem. Any young children who have not lain with a man, you should keep alive. Hayadei harogu, implying that if they had relations, then you should kill them, which contradicts our previous diuk. Havayomer, so to resolve the contradiction between two psukim, we should say beroya libele ktuv medaber. The Torah is not talking about women who actually had relations or didn't actually have relations. It's talking about age groups, whether there's of an age of having that there's meaning to their relations or not, which means over the age of 3. So over the age of 3 they were killed. Under the age of 3, they could be kept and converted and married. Fine. Tanya Miyachi is a writer which supports this reading of Rav Huna. V'chol ish yodat ish b'roya li b'elek tu b'mdaber. Ta omer b'roya li b'el ono ala b'niv la mamash. Sh'omer v'chol taf anashim asher lo yidu mishkav zachar. V'omer b'roya li b'elek tu b'mdaber. Right, so once again, points to contradiction and says that the only way to resolve it is to say that it's r'roya li b'el, a woman who is of age, that is meaning to having sexual relations with her and not that she actually had relations. Fine. Amar Rav Huna bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon, Chasida, no, I skipped. Mina Yadei, how do they know, all right, they couldn't ask the girls, how old are you, and expect a true answer. How do they know if this woman was of the right age or not? Amar Rav Huna bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon, Chasida, Hevirum ifnei Atzitz, so they passed all the wind before the Tzitz. If their face turned kind of like a yellowish tinge, then that means they were of age. And if the face was unchanged, then they were under the age of 3. So Rav Nachman points out a similar phenomenon, that a woman who engages in sexual immorality, then she suffers from the disease of hadokan, which also causes your face to kind of turn yellowish. A similar case where we need to test women for virginity. Right, so this is in the story of Pilech Shbagiva, right, in time of Shoftim, they killed all the women of Binyamin, and the Shev Binyamin was in danger of disappearing. So the solution was to take some girls from Yevesh Gilad. Minayade, how do we know the girls from Yevesh Gilad were virgins? They had them sit on a barrel of wine. A woman who had marital relations, her breath smelled of wine, and one who was a virgin did not. Well, what was wrong with the old test of passing them all before the tzitz, like we did with the Bnot Midian? The purpose of the tzitz is to create ratzon before Hashem. Good things. So we're not going to pass a woman before it. And check their virginity. It's not the proper use for tzitz. So if it's not the proper use, why do we do it with Bnot Midian? No, because for Jews, we don't create poronut with the tzitz. For non-Jews, we don't care as much. Fine. So the halacha follows Rashbi in this case, that converts under the age of 3 can marry Kohanim. So Rabbi Zera was curious, did you hear Rabbi Shimon Levi explicitly say halacha like Rashbi, or did you hear an incident and infer from there that halacha is like Rashbi? What incident would we be inferring from? There's a city in Israel, and there was a family there that there was some rumors, some speculation about the proper lineage in the family. So Rabbi sent a rabbi called Romanus Uvadka to look into the incident, see what the fuss was about. So he found that a Kohen had married a convert under the age of 3, and that's what all the fuss was about. And Rabbi was asking that is okay. Fine. So that was the story Rabbi Shimon Levi recounted. So maybe from there we infer the halachas of Rashbi that a convert under the age of 3 can marry a Kohen. So Rabbi Gabriel said, no, I explicitly heard the statement said that Rabbi Shimon Levi is passing like Rashbi. I didn't infer from the incident. What's wrong with inferring from the incident? Why is there any nafkmina? Maybe we could not infer from the incident that halachas of Rashbi, because in that story, the Giyorot had already married the Kohen. So maybe Lechatchila they shouldn't have married her, but once they're already married, she can stay married. Right, as we said at the beginning of the daf, Rav and Rechon both say, like the Rata said, that you should not marry a Kohen Gadol should not marry a raped woman, but if he did, he can stay married to her. So maybe the story here, the convert in the age of 3, is a similar case. So Gemara says, you can't compare. Hachi hashta, how can you compare? The svara of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan was, it's true that Kohen Gadol should not marry a bugeret mukatetz, but that's because even if he marries an arab tula, at some point she'll become a bugeret and mukatetz anyways. So it doesn't make that big difference once they're already married. But here you can't use that svara. This woman is a giyoret, has a chazak that she's a zona from the time she was a non-Jew. And that's not something that's supposed to change. So just because a Kohen already married her, that should not permit her. And therefore, the story actually is good proof that halacha is like Rashbi, because otherwise we would not permit the Giyorit. So Rav Safa really did infer from the story, and then he had a problem. Wait a minute, well, maybe we'll say the story was only a case where they were already married. And he answered, he just answered the fact that the Kohen had already married her is not relevant to this halacha. Fine. So, a short story. How kahana the ansiv giyot putam shloshim echad? Exactly the halacha we discussed. The kohen once married a koyot under the age of 3. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my high. So Rav Nachman said, what are you doing? How can you do that? Amar Levi, the kohen said, the amar Rav Kabarid amar b'shem nevi halacha b'shem yochai. What do you mean? Halacha is like Rashbi, that I'm allowed to marry her. Amar Levi zil apik. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was cholak. He said, no, divorce her. Veilo, and if you don't divorce her, I'm going to take her bekabari out of your ear. In other words, I'll make sure you divorce her anyways. And I'll put you in chayim or something.